Many schools in Florida are closed because of the cleanup from four hurricanes. Pensacola, Florida students face another 2 weeks out of class, so the district is mailing lessons to them at home. The first of eight lessons tells the kids to read the newspaper and then write or draw pictures about how Hurricane Ivan affected their communities. In Florida's Indian River County, damage from Hurricane Jean closed schools until at least next week. But though classes are out, school officials say they have resumed football practice. The superintendent calls it an effort to, quote, return to normalcy.
By this time, late September, students start to get into the rhythm of the school year.
And in many homes, that rhythm includes the following conversation.
Day after day after day.
So, how was school today?
Fine.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
You could probably recite those lines right along with us, because chances are you've said them before.
Yeah, that's basically what happens. One of us will say, how was school? And the answer is, good.
Good.
Fine.
Fine.
And then after that, she'll ask, what'd you do?
What did you do?
What'd you do?
What did you do? Nothing.
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 Nothing. And that's about it.
Students and parents have been stuck in this dead-end dialogue probably ever since school was invented. So as a public service to both involved parties, here is a sample of what each side is really thinking. These are parents and 5th and 6th graders in Montgomery County, Maryland.
How's your day at school is just kind of too common.
And fine is a perfect word to cover everything.
My mom sometimes just says, really? You did nothing. It's just a joke, because nothing is physically impossible.
Well, actually, I say, I'll tell you during dinner when Dad is here. But really, I'm saying that so I can think of something.
No, I tell my mom a lot. I talk about my locker and stuff. Like, my locker doesn't work, my locker smells funny. You tell her just say the little things, because then, like, that's enough just to fill them up.
A suggestion we got was to ask them things like, who did you eat lunch with today?
Ask specific questions, as specific as possible. What did you learn in math class?
Did you learn anything new in this class? Did you have a sub in a class?
Name three people that you talked to today.
What I found was really helpful was to talk to her in the car.
So we're going to try this new strategy that's put little questions on little slips of paper, put it in a bowl, and then
I've experienced envy when other parents tell me that their kids told them something. And then I feel like I'm not being the right kind of parent, and obviously they're getting the information
out
of their
kids. You know, there's also an assumption that something miraculous had to happen every day, and I don't think school works that way.
Yeah, I think it's a generational thing. We want to know everything that goes on, but my parents didn't ask. They knew better.
I think I was trying not to talk to my mom and dad about what went on in school. But as a parent, I'm sympathizing with my mom now and understanding why I want to know.
Parents of 5th and 6th graders in Montgomery County, Maryland. Their students attend Somerset Elementary and Tacoma Park Middle Schools.